Shir Kitzchonar for Dalit Adar. Today's Shir is L'schus Menachem Aldoiv Ben Sarah Krena Shabbat Slacha in Lilma Delamed Lishma Velaseh Solakayim Tachir Shemayim. And we're beginning Siman Tamachas, which will discuss the dinim of Tfilas Haderech, the Tfilas said by travelers, and Oshar Dvarim Shetzichim Lizar B'Derech, all other things that pertain dinim pertaining to a person that's on the journey and is on the road traveling. Halacha Aleph Hayitzel Derech, someone that goes out for a journey, Beimi Beisi, whether he left his house, Beimi Makam Shayalon Sham, or he's Baderech, or a place where he established himself in the middle of the way to sleep over, V'chem B'Chazar Asal Beisi, or he's from the place where he traveled to and now he's heading back home. Any of these three, Lachas Yatomi Borosh Ir, once you left the boundaries of the city, what are considered the boundaries of the city, Hainu, Shivim Amo, Shnei Shlishi Amo, 70 Amos and 2/3 of an Amo, from Lachas Kolokola Batam, from after the last house, at that point, Mispal Tfilas Haderech, he can say, he should say Tfilas Haderech, which is, Yiratzim Banach Hashem Lekenim Bekevaseno, let it be the will of the Eibishter, our God and the God of our fathers, Shter Lechenu L'Shalom, you should guide us and walk us toward peace, v'chulu. And all these lashonis expressions are v'imr v'lashon rabim. He says it in the plural form, right? He says l'keinu, l'kevaseinu, sh'teilcheinu. You got us. However, rak v'sitneinu l'chein, you should give me, I should find favor and grace. Then he says v'imr v'lashon yachid. He says it in the singular form. Now, it's better he should say it only after he leaves a mil out of the boundaries of the city. A mil is 2,000 amis. And the Dalter Rebbe doesn't bring this in the Sulchan Aruch. Once he's already traveling, and he sleeps over in a city for the night, once he's already on his journey, then he doesn't need to wait till he leaves the Bodesh Shel Ir. And in this case, which is the middle case we brought at the beginning, he can say it right in the morning. And we'll see exactly the tremendous nafkimin, as we're supposed to say, right near a bracha. In the case that he says it right in the morning, you can say it after Birkas HaShachar. Halacha Beis. Ein l'spal l'shalom ken yesh l'lechaz l'chol ha'pachas parasa. What is considered a journey which would require him to say Tfilas Haderech is if he's going for a parasa. Parasa is 4 mil, 4 times 2,000 ounces. However, the Alter Rebbe brings that if he wants to say it for even less than a parasa, he could say, just don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. That means Yechoisim without the Shem Hashem. If it's a place that's Mosul B'Sakana, the Alter Rebbe says, then you should say it, even if it's less than a parasa, with a bracha. When you're leaving, you should say it within the first 4 mil of your journey, if it's beyond 4 mil. If you forgot to say it when you're within the first 4 mil of your traveling, and a mil parenthetically is a half, it's a half a mile, it's more than a half a mile, it's 0.6 almost of a mile, and a parsa is 2.3 miles. So the journey has to be at least a parsa, which is 2.385 miles, which is a 3 kilometer, etc. And you should say it within the first parasa. Doctor, im shachach, we forgot to say it within the first 2.5 miles. As long as you're on the journey, you could say it. But providing you did not reach the parsa, the last 4 mil, which are close to the city that you're planning to reach the destination, at least for tonight. And the Alter brings, if you want, and once you got that near to the destination, at that point you could still say, but without the bracha. Now, Tfilas Haderech should be said, has to be said, as we mentioned, close to a different bracha. The Alter Rebbe used the Lashon Toiv, Lasmichle, bracha. It's good, not that you must. If he's going out in the morning, and we said earlier that if he's in the middle of the way, he's in a hotel, that he stopped for the night, he's going to say Birkas HaShachar, Oy Shehoya. Or he's in a city that he rested there. And he's saying before he leaves, he's saying Birkas HaShachar. After he says the bracha that the Eibishter bestows benevolence upon his nation, the Yidden. So over there, that's in context, and he says it over there. If he's leaving his house after the tefillah in the morning, on the way, he should stop and say the bracha for eating something, and make a bracha achrayna, and then he should say Tfilas Haderech. If he goes to the bathroom, he should make a asher yatzah, and then right afterwards say Tfilas Haderech. Now, yes, la oimra ba mida. Tfilas Haderech should be said standing. If he's traveling, either he's in a carriage or he's riding a horse, So if he's able to stop the behema, that's what he should do. And because we'll explain in a second why. Because someone that's riding, even if he's not physically moving and walking with his feet, the fact that the behemoth, the horse is galloping or the car is driving, that itself considers him walking. If he can't stop it, he should say it sitting that way. The Alter Rebbe says you don't have, if you stop the wagon, you don't have to get off. Even though the minhag of the Rebbe Rashab was that when he traveled, for example, for even four, he was going four parsais to Nois Desha, he would stop the wagon, wash his hands, and say Tfil Sederach. And if he was in a train, then he would just stand up. And obviously, even the train was continuing to travel. Now, this is a bracha that she said once a day when he's traveling. Here's an example in which he could do it twice in one day. If he stopped for the traveling for today, he stopped and his plan was to rest, to stay there for the night. And then all of a sudden he got a message that he has to come back home, and he decided to travel back the other way, or he heard that there's another station that he could get to before it becomes dark. Like we'll soon see that it's better to drive to go when it's still day. And he's like, you know, let me travel weiter. At that point, then Imra Pamshen, he has to say Tfil Sederach a second time. If he's traveling by day and by night, or he's sleeping over in a place that is not a place, is not inhabited, it's not is no civilization there. Only the first time it's considered as if it's one long journey, and therefore the fact that he's sleeping overnight, it doesn't consider it a new journey, and therefore only the first time when he says b'chassima, he says with the Eibishter's name Baruch Atah Hashem. All the other days he says it Baruch Atah Shemiat Tefillah. He doesn't say it with Shem Hashem. He calls man shaloi lon b'mekayim yishuv, but as long as he's not sleeping in a place which is inhabited, a place that's roi l'shmoy as a stop, a destination, it's considered one long travel. Now, the Alter Rebbe and the Siddur writes the following, that a person should say once he's machzik baderach, outside the city, on the first day, that's when he says it, b'shem Hashem, and all other days, he says it every morning, but even if it's in the place where he's sleeping, then he says it, he doesn't say it b'shem Hashem, only the first day, if it's one long traveling. And if his plan is to come back right away, the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur adds that he should say in the Nusach, Besach Zireinu LeSholem. The Rebbe Rashab was noyig that even if he would travel for many days, if he was planning to go right afterwards back, he would, even if it's few months, he would say every day after davening Tfil Sederach without Shem or Malchus. Halacha Vav. Terem Tzeis L'Aderech, before a person leaves, these are the practical things, before a person goes on a journey, yes, will Luten Tztaka, one should give Tztaka charity, Shanaamar, the Pasuk says, and it's based on a Pasuk in Tillim, it says, Tzedek L'Fanav Yahalech, righteousness should go, should walk before him, V'yasal L'Aderech Palmav, and then he should set out on his journey. Now, Tzedek in Lashon HaKodesh can also mean not just righteousness, but also Tztaka, a charity, so a person should give Tztaka, and then V'yasal L'Aderech Palmav. But yes, L'Tol Rishus Magdalim, should ask for a bracha from the great people in the city, from the Rebbe, Sheivarcho Oyser, they should give him a bracha, Sheivarcho he should be successful in his journey. Yes, it's appropriate to try to have people that will escort you. And a person that is escorting his friend when he separates from him and continues going, as you see in the video at the end of Tishrei, the Rebbe would stand outside. And he should stand in the place until he sees that person is concealed from his eyes. Now, when people are blessing him for a successful journey, well, you know, the lashon they should use is not is lech bishalom. You should go in peace, which the lashon said to Mesim, or as we'll soon see, David Melech told that to Avshalom, which was unsuccessful that journey. Ela lech lishalom, go to peace. Why? Sharei David Melech Avshalom. David Melech said goodbye to Avshalom, and he said lech bishalom, go in peace. Halach v'nitla. And the end of that journey was he was hung. It was at the end of his rebellion. Yisrael shalom lemoisha lech lishalom. And Yisrael was told by Moshe, go in and go to peace, all of Yitzliach. He went and was successful. Now, when he's on the way, he should be oisik b'teirah shenemar. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'lechtcha b'derech. However, the Alter Rebbe adds, you shouldn't be oisik b'iyun halacha, not too deep in halacha, so you shouldn't make a mistake on the journey, as Yaakovina told the Shvatim, Al-Tirik Zubaderech, Aval'im, or Yisrael told the Shvatim, Aval'im, Ellen can yeshiv ba'gol, unless he's sitting in a carriage. The isha achar manik says and someone else is guiding the horses, then he can be ma'ayinim in an halacha. But again, it's all part of bilat chumadarech. Yoimer b'chol yoim, every day that he's traveling, he should say mizmor tehillim b'kavana b'achna. He should say tehillim with great intent and submissiveness. The yizor shiyem pas imay should have bread together with him. B'afilu im hoylech b'makim karer. Even if he's going to a close place, yeshlo l'kachas imay tzitzis. He should take tzitzis, the basic mitzvahs that he has to have. Mitzvahs b'gufoy should have on him. Shemati pasal tzitzis. Maybe a tzitzis will become a puzzle, will rip off. He won't be able to get a different one, and he'll be mizbatel from a mitzvah. This obviously applies also to tefillin. He should take with him, even if it's a closer journey. Mishnah Berurah brings the person should go without tefillin, and the Rebbe reminds us he should take a siddur, a tehillim, and a tanya, and a tzedakah poshka as a skula. Baiter. And loylam yikanes adam bechi toiv v'yetze bechi toiv. A person should always come into the city and leave the city when it's light outside. If he's very acquainted with the streets and everything, and it's close to his personal city, the Alter Rebbe says you could come in even by night or leave at night. The Perosh, what does it mean? Bechi toiv, when it's the best time. Sheikanes arvis labeis molin, when in the evening he's coming into a place where he's going to rest or where he's going to retire for the night. Yikanes boi dachamaz rachas, he's come in when the sun is still shining. Ulamachir yamtin ad neitzachama b'yitz, and he should wait the next day until the sun shines, until sunrise, and then he should leave. Ba'az toiv loy, and then it's going to be good for him. The pasuk says, "V'yar l'kim nesar ki toiv." So the light and it was good, and that's pshat ki toiv when it's light, when the sun is shining. That's the good time, appropriate time to travel. Lo yich laharbek shubaderech. One should not excessively eat when he's traveling. Halacha zayin. Bachsan yishu oichel shama in the place where he's resting, whether it's a hotel or a hostel where he's staying overnight, where he's eating. Tzarich ladaktik im bala bais. The anshe beisa heimakshirim v'neiman. He has to check into the tiv of the Balabais and the people, the household over there, whether they're reliable people and they're honest people, they're kosher people. And if he doesn't know this community and he wants to eat meat, he should check out who's the shoychet, who's the rabbi of the city that oversees his shchidah. The stumbling is great, and many people have reduced their level of light a year shemayim. Kids, everybody will understand and apply to their circumstances how much they should dig and check. This is in regard to shchita. So, Dr. Mikolshkin, beyond how much more so by wine, so many people that stumble and, so to speak, breach the wall of Chaimus Adas, the wall of Yiddishkeit, and Tzrichim Chakir Edition. Therefore, you have to check thoroughly where the wine came from and how it was processed, and there was no garment involved, etc. All the Chaisamans,